This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to The Real Side. We're going to do a little patriotic stuff today. I want you to learn, you're going to learn, not I want you to. If you listen today, you're going to learn. You're going to learn about our founding fathers. You're going to learn a little bit about where we were at on Independence Day. What it took to get the Declaration signed. There'll also be pop quizzes. I want to know if you know what this music is and what the words are. Don't you just love this stuff? The bigger the better. The more instruments they have, the happier I am. Happy birthday, America. And not just happy, you know, Independence Day. Let's not... I'm already starting. I'm already choking on myself. I so much appreciate the amount of time you guys spend with me. You know, you've been with me for a long time. Some of you just tuned in for the first time. Look, tonight, we're going to do something a little different. I am unable to get the people I love here on a regular basis. So we have... I've compiled interviews from years gone by, too. Rick Green from Wall Builders will explain some of the things that our founding fathers wanted us to do, and where they were at with this experiment. I'm sorry, I had to give in. No, seriously, we're gonna learn about what they gave up, what our founding fathers gave up, actually what happened to some of them. And then some of the writings that they had, where they thought we should be going, and who, that ought to freak some of you out, who we should be serving. There you go. I mean, again, always a pleasure to have you with me, especially on this day. Now, you know I am not sitting in the studio right now, right? I did this earlier for you guys because I wanted you to have some fun. I wanted to pay tribute to the country. I wanted to honor you guys to be tuning in tonight. Maybe you are having a show on in your backyard with your family. That's cool. I like that. That's nice of you. But, you know, please remember what today is. Please sit with your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. Explain to them what was given up for them today. Well, not today. You know what I'm saying. What was sacrificed to get people to allow us to do what we're doing today? What thought process went into it? How long the fight was? How many people gave their lives? The real estate, the property, their families, their fortunes. You know what I'm saying? How many? Or how much, I should say. Ask them what they would give up to maintain their freedom today, if anything. And you're going to hear, like I said, you're going to hear wishes from a bunch of people that you normally hear on the show. Rick Green said, you know, I love having him on for a lot of reasons. But the biggest reason is there is no man, there might be a couple, but most people don't know the history of our founding fathers like he does. Him, David Barton, and a few others. But seriously, this is don't allow this just to be a barbecue and beer day. Don't allow this just to be a family day to get together. You get together, you should get together more than once a year on the 4th of July, but I'll leave that up to you and your family. But this should be one of those days when you come together. You grandparents that are there, take a minute. They'll listen to you. They have to. Your grandma and grandpa. They have no choice in the matter. Take a minute to tell your children, tell your grandchildren. Remind your children, because I believe that most of you listening to the show would have already taught your children this stuff. But remind your grandchildren You remind your children and let your grandchildren know what happened today, what today is all about. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I mean, there's no more, I don't know. It just shouldn't be a matter of, we fought for our freedom. Okay, listen, somebody grab the Frisbee and let's have some fun. Because how far, how close, how far, whatever, are we from having a generation has no clue as to how we won our freedom and how fast we can get back there? Come on, think about that. We've seen it almost happen. I was arguing with somebody because of I did a Facebook post on my personal page about Jay-Z to my Christian friends. I only want that to my Christian friends. And non-Christians were jumping in there and saying all kinds of stuff. I didn't ask them to. It wasn't aimed at them. But again, we have these Facebook experts. And they'll be all over me tomorrow. You know why? Because we're going to tomorrow. I'm going to see all this stuff on my Facebook page because most of them are going to be too drunk to type anything on Facebook. But they're going to listen to the show or see some of the comments made about our founding fathers giving glory to God and about how they weren't running from religion. They were running to, I don't want to say religion, but they were running to a relationship with God. They wanted to be able to worship God the way they wanted to worship. That's why they came here. Well, that was one of the reasons they came here, but the main one. They weren't trying to get away from religion. Our founding fathers didn't want nothing to do with religion. They wanted to honor God. And some of you right now still don't believe. You're listening. I've got friends. I've got hardcore friends that are patriots. I'm sorry, guys, but they're patriots. They don't have a relationship with God, though. I mean, I feel bad or sorry for them that they don't know the love of God the way I do. But that's their decision and their choice. But they still love this country, and they still would fight for just about anything. Well, I mean, for anything in the freedom realm. But the way you lose this country, the way you lose the freedoms you have, is for your children, my children, your children, not to know how we got them, not to know how we got here. You with me? You understand what I'm saying to you? Don't let it go that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on back. You got a lot to talk about. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
We are back. Happy birthday, America. I don't even know what to say. No, seriously. It is Independence Day. A woman's got it. What does it mean to you? What should it mean to you? What is it? Well, you got the voice for it. You guys ever watch that video? You got to go get that video. You got to watch that video. It really has nothing to do. It really doesn't have anything to do with the 4th of July. I mean, technically. And, anyway, I don't need to get into it. Anyway, today's Independence Day. I told you it was going to be a special show today. Special to me, anyhow. Because I've got, you know, we've got people that usually on just talk politics. I've asked a bunch of people to come on today, off and on, all day long. I mean, to really just talk about what independence, what America means to them. And they come from all walks of life. First guy we're going to grab, though, is one that I know you love. You always enjoy. You always love having him on. Corey Duncan. Normally, we have him on with us Tuesday nights and allow him to do his rant and his rave. But tonight is different because you know what it is? It's the 4th of July. It's America's birthday. It's Independence Day. Don't just call it a birthday because then it denotes that we're going to have cake and ice cream and beer and pizza and all that stuff there. And I'm tired of you people. Some of you have turned this into beer and barbecue day, which just makes me crazy. Okay, explain to your kids what today means. Tell your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, the kids around you, you know, you want to get this country back, you want to make this country stronger, the way to do it is to teach them our history. Teach them how great we are through history. I am tired of hearing how oppressive this country is. I'm tired of hearing these people that don't want to salute the flag because it's such a an oppressive country that doesn't allow you to get ahead if you're a certain color, size, shape, or whatever. It's a bunch of malarkey, as Uncle Joe once said. But let me bring on somebody who does have a clue about this kind of thing. I'm going to here we go again. Going to ask a mad black man from Baltimore, and we lovingly refer to him, Corey Duncan, who usually joins me on Tuesday night. But tonight's patriotic night, not political night. Corey, first of all, thanks for being me. Happy 4th. And thanks for joining me.
Always a pleasure. Come on up here. Happy 4th to everyone, and God bless America as always.
Now, as a black man in America, you obviously have felt the heavy oppression of the American flag on you and your people, correct? I couldn't resist, you know that.
I know. You know what? One thing you are definitely... After your years of radio or whatever, you definitely be a stand-up comedian.
I'd get 4 or 5 people out anyway. But, you know, seriously, I am so tired of hearing how oppressive this is. This country is the greatest thing that ever happened to this planet. In over 200 years, the amount of other countries and peoples that we have helped out is uncountable. And, frankly, yeah, have we made mistakes? Have we done dumb things as a country? Sure we have, but we go out of our way to fix them. Do you still feel like this is an oppressive country for anybody but old white guys?
It's not oppressive at all. It's oppressive to the person because of the way their minds are. And a lot of people always, when you hear a person that's always whining and a person that's always got something negative to say, you know, they used to always say that about a lot of conservative speakers, that you always, you know, the angry American or whatever like this. It's not that we're not angry about anything, but we need to get back to the values and get back to understanding what made this country great a long time ago before Mr. Barack came along or whatever, and their wacky thinking for 8 years or whatever, that, you know, that we had to go around and apologize to other nations or whatever like that. Hey, look, let me give people a little bit of history. If it wasn't for the United States of America, there would be no UN. If it wasn't for the United States, there would be no NATO. If it wasn't for the United States being in all these other countries trying to stabilize it or whatever, people say that you go into countries to destabilize it. I believe that a certain couple of things that I'm not going to talk on is a subject for another show that we've done that I don't particularly agree with. I don't really understand a reason for going into a certain country or whatever like that. But hey, whatever. If it's the president and he tells me to do something, then I'm going to do it or whatever. But, you know, my thing of it is that you have to understand something that this country. If it wasn't for the United States of America, a lot of these countries wouldn't even be surviving right now. So the thing of it is when people sit back and they spitball and say, well, we're not standing for the flag because of equality and this and that. Look, there's pros and cons to everything in this world. There's pros and cons to everything. And my thing with this is if you're going to continue to beat and badger and talk about things or whatever, then my thing is, why are you here? You know, I also have it posted on my page, Corey Charismatic Duncan, and Joe also has it on his page, the real side, about Jay-Z. I mean, Jay-Z sits up and he talks to all this stuff, and I'm like, really? Jay-Z, really? Really? We come from, you know, I don't know him personally, but we come from the same place in New York. And my thing with this, for you, most New Yorkers that I know, he's black or white. The black ones are mid patriotic, but most of them are patriotic. So I'm trying to understand where you coming from, putting stuff down. You know, I was like, why is Kanye West not gone? If you have all this money, Jay-Z, why are you here? If it's oppressive and this and that, why are you here? Why don't you go live in London? Why don't you go? If you do this, go back to Africa. So my thing is, stop spitting and standing on a flag that a lot of us have fought for and died for and sweat and everything else. And my whole thing is, if you don't like it, just like they don't like the things that I the true fabric of this country and what patriotism is all about. And it's all that you talk about capitalism and this and that. No, it's about being free. And all of these people that claim that they're not free, you ever see them? They're making millions. Making millions off of poor people. And my thing with this is, Jay-Z, then nobody, you calling people hoes and the B word, you call women this and that. But on the same token, you clocking millions, you and your hoe, that's a wife. When your wife, that's a hoe. So, I mean, really? I mean, you know, you're talking about both corners of your mouth and stuff. I don't see nothing. You sent out, what, 666 and skulls on you? I mean, come on, man. Really? Really? But, I mean, for me personally, for the 4th of July is the granddaddy of them all. Memorial Day is second behind it, but the 4th of July is true patriotism. And my favorite is, you can sit up and you can talk about Donald Trump all day long, but he's putting America first. Something that another person didn't do for 8 years. He didn't put America first. So my whole thing is, Donald Trump could do everything but push my mother in front of a train. Guess what? He's the man.
We'll be back with the second part of the interview with Corey. And like I said, to be on and off all day long. Obviously, I had to record these things earlier. Come on, I'm not going to sit here. While you're out having burgers, beer, and whatever, you think I'm going to sit here in a dark studio? Well, if I had a few beers here, you'd all be in trouble, I'll tell you what. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Happy Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. We'll be back. Don't go far, because we'll be back in just a couple minutes, I promise. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Just call me DJ.
Okay, I'm Joe. And you know what's coming up on the 4th of July?
Yeah, it's an Independence Day, right?
Okay, and what is Independence Day?
Independence, like, it sounds like freedom, you know, being on your own.
So it's America's Freedom Day?
Yeah.
And we call it America's birthday, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And do you know how many stripes are on the American flag?
I think it's about 50.
Okay, how many stars?
I have nine. I don't know.
What color are the stripes?
The stripes, I think they're white and blue.
Okay, white and blue. Do you know what the stripes mean?
Yeah, stripes are, it's not vertical line, right?
They're what?
Vertical lines or something.
Okay. Who do we get our independence from?
Oh, we got it from the British.
Very good. Good. And what is our Constitution?
That's the rules and regulations guiding the country.
Very good. Do you know how we change the Constitution if we want to?
Yeah, it's through the Senate. It has to be passed through the Senate. A bill has to be passed at the Senate, and it has to be approved, and the majority carries the vote, and then it has to be signed by the president.
Good. Very good. How many senators do we have?
About 700 and something.
How many?
I think about 700 or something. I'm not too sure.
How do we decide how many senators, or how do we get our senators?
Depending on each state, right? Each state, depending on how big the state is, each state is allocated, I think, like, depending on how big the state is, that's how they get the number of senators they have in each state.
Okay. And what's the capital of California?
San Francisco.
Okay.
We are back. You listen to the Real Side Radio Show here with Joe Messina, special edition for Independence Day. And I want you to know, the guy that on the front end there, he was an American citizen. He got his citizenship here, and I just wanted you to hear. We're going to be playing these all through the day, so don't be too shocked. You're going to be hearing from people all day long that have been on the show off and on for years. Corey Duncan, we lovingly refer to him as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore. I just love this guy. I love the way he approaches things. I like the way you come at this stuff, and I think it's just a reminder to people that on the 4th of July it belongs to everybody. Well, it belongs to Americans, okay? And frankly, if you want to get global at that point in time, you can too, because if it wasn't for America, there would be a lot of groups that wouldn't be together. There would be a lot of countries that wouldn't exist today. How many countries have we gone out over the years and helped out in some way, shape, a manner, or form, a natural disaster, right, after a war? We're the only company the only country on the face of the planet that bombs the crap out of you to win a war, and then we go back and rebuild you.
Right.
You know, sorry,
yeah,
we,
right.
Yeah, sorry we had to bomb you into oblivion to beat you. And by the way, let us spend American taxpayer dollars putting you back together.
Right, but see, that's my thing. They talk about Bush destabilized Iraq. But the thing over there is he destabilized it. But in the same breath, he helped fix it up as he busted it up. But you had to do that. Hey, you can only get the rats out if you bust up the tab where they live at. The rats will run out, and then you can kill them. You can't kill them if they're going to continue to hide. I mean, come on. I mean, what kind of stupid thought process is that?
So what does the Duncan family do for food on, do you have to raid a supermarket? How does that work for you guys?
Well, actually what I did, I sat back and waited till the mailman came at 3 o'clock so we can have our six pack and all, one pack of hot dogs. See, well, I know I'm gonna get some phone calls on this one. Oh, well, wait for the welfare check to come in the mail. You know,
God.
So we go out and get our fried chicken and watermelon. And,
You can send all your emails to him. I know what's going to happen with that one. Yeah, anyhow.
Oh, I'm definitely going to get some emails. I'm a Uncle Tom. But guess what? I'm black, and I can't say that. I'm proud of my race. I can't. At this point, I heard somebody nasty say to me, you got all those white people on your page or whatever like that. And I said, guess what? Guess what you can do? I say, the Almighty God, my mom, and Whitey is who helped me get to where I'm at. And say, I guess what? I owe them a great gratitude of it. Not saying that I'm doing this to suck up to somebody white or just doing this or whatever like that. It is what it is.
Yeah.
And a lot of black people's problems is with patriotism or whatever, when Barack was giving everything away free and nobody had to work or do anything. Or, you know, Trump coming in, he going to cut this, he going to cut that. I said, he needs you. He needs to make y'all work for it, because guess what? What I work for, I don't want you to have, because that's my wealth. And see, that's what the problem is with the fabric of this country is you work hard. You take care of your family. Whatever you worship religiously, that's on you. I had nothing to do with that, because you got to meet your maker one day. I can't bottle that. But the thing of it is just the fact that, you know, if you're going to continue to talk about this country, it's not, you know, it's amazing to me. I heard a conversation on NPR the other day. It just made me sick to my stomach. It was niggas jokes. They made jokes about Trump and that they couldn't get the bill passed. And I'm like, okay, so what can Obama can't do? Oh, remember, you can keep your doctor. Oh, I wonder, that's a lie. And when he stood up, when the senator said liar, when he had a State of the Union and he yelled out liar, he didn't do that because it was racist. He did it because he was lying.
Yep.
He was a bald-faced liar.
Yep, no kidding. I mean, seriously. All right, so listen, I hope you and your family have a safe 4th of July, America's birthday. Keep it safe. And I'm sure, I don't have to tell you this, but I've been telling people all day, you need to make sure your kids, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews, your next door neighbors, they need to know what America's about. They need to know how America came about and what we stand
for. Let me tell you this real quick. Tomorrow, that's exactly what me and all my children are here and all of my family members are here. And we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about this. We're openly about it. And I'm going to explain the history of it from day one, black and white. I'm not like a typical liberal black person. I'm just going to talk about the black and going to talk about the white.
I'm sure you will. Corey, hey, you have a safe 4th of July. Don't eat too much. We'll talk Wednesday night. You're going to do Wednesday night this week because I can't go a whole week without you. That's for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You're so kind, and the check is in the mail.
Thank you. About time somebody pays me for this crap. All right, bro. You really, truly have a good tomorrow night, and I'll talk to you later on.
You also.
All right,
you bye-bye. Also. And be safe.
Yep, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, I always have a good time when Corey's on with me. Look, if you have a dry eye after hearing this next song, God, there is something wrong with you. That's really all there is to it. I want you to think about when they're singing a song, I want you to think about what our founding fathers did, what they gave up, what they were willing, and you're going to hear this mantra all day. You know why? Because as you're out there with the beer can in your hand, right, I want you to understand what they fought for, what they gave up. They knew what they were doing. And I'm going to ask the question all day long. Are you willing to give up the same? Are you willing to give up your job, your family? I'm not telling you to run away from your family. Think about what I'm saying. What are you willing to put on the line? What are you willing to give up for the freedom of the state? I mean, we're watching what's happening all across the country. And yes, some of you are starting to rise up. And it's not pro-Trumpers. Let's get it straight. Let's not say it's pro-Trumpers that are rising up. It's pro-Americans. Pro-American principle. Pro-Constitution. Push back against the resistors. They're resisting a constitutional process because they didn't like how it turned out. It was that simple. There is something wrong with these people. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. But sit back. Well, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. Sit back, close your eyes, and listen. I guarantee you'll enjoy this.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Oh, beautiful, our heroes proved.
If you're sitting in your chair, you need to be rocking right to left. That's the only way that this song can be consumed.
Who more than self, their country love.
Birthday, America, but it's not just a birthday. Remember, it's Independence Day, a whole different meaning.
America, America.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live today. I hate to almost belittle it by calling it a birthday, because, you know, what is that? That kind of conjures up, you know, we're going to have balloons and candles and, 200-some-odd candles, too many to have on a cake. But it doesn't really, really talk to the day. It doesn't really speak to the day. This is Independence Day. This is the day that we won, that we said we are no longer part of the dictatorship. We are no longer under the rule of the king. We are our own country. We will make our own decisions for our own people. And I want you to think about what that meant in that day. I want you to think about how many men died, how many men knew they were going to lose their lives, knew they were going to lose their property, their families, their possessions as a whole, and still went. They still went knowing it was over, or would be over, because they were fighting the greatest. Think about that. We're a little ragtag fledgling team out here, and they went after the greatest power on the face of the planet. I'll tell you what, that is guts, man. I don't care what you call it. It takes a lot of courage to do that. Xander Gibb joins me usually on Fridays. He usually helps me kick off my weekend. But today's a special day, and everybody who's had a different experience with America, I'm bringing on and just taking a few minutes to speak with them. Xander, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Thank you for having me. May the
fourth be with you.
The fourth. Oh, God. Thank you. He will not be here all week, but he'll be on his show all week. So.
I will indeed.
Oh, so it's more than beer and barbecue day, obviously. Now, you're kind of a transplant, if you would, right? Because you grew up in your early days in England. I suppose for them, this is kind of loser's day, isn't it? I mean, there's black grapes all over.
Exactly. It's very difficult for me. I went to living in England as a young kid, you know, dragged from the bosom of my native land, and then came back as an adult. But I'm very confused on the 4th of July because the American in me wants to kick myself out of the country, and the Brit in me is like saying, you know, where's the pork pies and fish and chips and, you know, let's make a stand. But I think it's become a lot more than that. Because obviously, you know, Britain and America are our sister countries, and mm-hmm. and you know, all that nonsense of throwing the tea into the harbor and stuff is just, you know, it's just so not you know, it's not good. It's not good etiquette nowadays. But it's a very interesting
so uncivilized, as you Brits would say.
Exactly, it's a dichotomy for someone who's kind of like got a foot in both camps, as it were. Because I never know what to do. I never know whether to celebrate it as a day or you know, send myself back to London.
So you know, and again, I'm going to out you again on the radio. But as you know, as a gay man in America, and you know, all we see is how bad America is for gay and lesbian or the LGBTQ community, how bad America is towards, I mean, you've been here now 16 years. You've actually been living back in the country. I mean, do you feel, because all I hear about is how oppressive America is to different immigrants and different peoples and to the LGBTQ community. I don't feel that, but I'm none of those to speak of. What do you think?
I definitely don't think it is. I mean, I think that there are some things that have been kind of brought up to code, as it were. But I always ask myself this question, you know, when immigrants and stuff complain about how bad America is, why are you here then? You know, I love this country. You know, I came back to America by choice. And I came back here because, you know, I'm a patriotic American and I love this country, with such a fervor, and that's why I do what I do, you know. And, you know, I don't do my show because, you know, because it allows me to vent. I do it because I'm trying to make a difference in this great land. And I don't always get thanked for it. You know, I sometimes get death threats. I sometimes get called nasty names. But that's a small price to pay to know that even just in the short 4 years that I've been doing my show, that I've made a difference for America. You know, it's like, you know, I'm supporting my girl, you know?
Right. But again, you know, we were talking about things that were going on in the 70s. I was joking with you before we got on the air, and I said to you that, you know, I was reading an article last night that in the 70s, single women couldn't have credit cards. Right? If a married woman wanted a credit card, her husband had a co-sign. And if she got, you know, if a married woman got pregnant at work, she was done. Her career was over because she could be fired from her job, and in most cases they were. And to think about the different groups that have had struggles in this country, and you can say they shouldn't have. Well, that's great, but the reality is they did. We turned our way from that. We turned around and did the right thing, did we not? As we did with the gay and lesbian community as well?
Exactly. Yes, we have. And it's a total evolution, because, you know, 50 years ago, black people would have said that they're oppressed in the United States. I mean, and some still would. But it's an evolutionary process, and we're still a relatively young country. And I think to say that we're so young, we're actually doing pretty well. I know there's still things to be done. There's always going to be refinement, but I think that, you know, we have more protections in this country. And let's face it, you know, I have to say, you know, as a gay man living in these United States, I've never felt so welcome. You know, I used to, when I was a Democrat, I used to say how bad the Republicans were and how anyone that was gay and a Republican, you know, that it was a misnomer, it was a contradiction in terms. But, you know, we have the most pro-gay president ever.
you know, the organization Gays for Trump, he would never have had Gays for Romney. So I think, you know, as Winston Churchill said, we've never had it so good. But I think that the important thing to realize is that it doesn't end there. It's always refining. And I think that this administration, you know, they were criticized, Donald Trump was criticized for not doing this big Pride Day celebration, but the LGBT has just become so political. Why would he bother? You know, it's just, you know, to me, if you're not throwing gay people off roofs and putting them into prison for being gay, I think that that's a great start, really, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, but, you know, I look at all of this stuff that's going around. Some of the thing has to be disheartening to you, too, who fought for the rights for the LGBTQ community. You know, you look at on a campus this week, and I don't want to get overly political. I want to stay on the fact that America is still a great place to be. But you look at what's going on some of these college campuses where a Jewish, you know, a gay and lesbian group or an LGBTQ group that was made up predominantly of Jewish people were told that they couldn't march in a gay pride parade because why? They were pro-Israel. I mean, you would think with the LGBTQ community
pro
who's...
Palestine.
Right. No. The group that was thrown out was pro-Israel.
Yeah, they were pro-Israel, but the Pride March people and the one you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The Pride March in Chicago, and that's not maybe an offensive, that's what they call it. They wouldn't let gay Jews march with their Star of David because they were saying they were pro-Palestine. You know, I wrote so much on Twitter about it. I got into trouble just for a change on Twitter. Because, you know, my point is that, you know, if you're an oppressed group, why are you supporting a country? You know, Palestine is run by Hamas, and Hamas are they're a terrorist group. And although they were democratically elected, you know, this is like gay people supporting terrorists. And I blame Linda Sarsour for all of this. You know, she thinks we're all, you know, this camaraderie, and we sing kumbaya, but we can't get away from the fact that it's very hard for gay people to be in solidarity with Muslims, with what's going on, with what some Muslims are doing to gay people in those countries.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. All right, listen, we've got to go. We've hit the mark. I know it's a short one. I want to just get back to your barbecue beer or whatever it is that I guess you Brits do. What do you do, blood sausage or something on a day like today, that kind of thing?
No. No, it's burgers and beer.
Oh, that's burgers. Okay, well, that works out well. Anyhow, Xander, always a pleasure to have you on with me. I do appreciate it. I do consider you a real friend, even though we've actually never physically met with each other.
No, we haven't. We have to do something about that.
Yeah, as soon as you hit the lottery, let me know, and you can fly on out here, and we can have some fun.
Maybe I'll fly your wife over.
Yeah, she's a lot nicer than I am. I get it. I do. So you have a safe 4th of July, and we will catch up with you this Friday.
Absolutely, we will. God bless America.
Hey, that was Andrew Gibb, a guest of the show pretty much every week. And you're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Happy Independence Day. Barbecue. I guess it's barbecue and beer day for some of you. You don't even know what independence means. But anyhow, happy birthday, America. A lot more coming up. Don't go far. Patriotism all day long.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties above the fruited land.